Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Ulrich. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Way up almost to Minnesota, but not quite. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So where do you live right now?
About 10 miles north of Spencer, Iowa. It's about half an hour from Okoboji.
Hey, that's kind of good news for the summertime. Not so much now, probably. Yeah. Unless you like ice fishing, then that might be okay. Well, Emily, I want to go back in time a little ways because I want to make sure that people know kind of who you are connected with in the Atlantic area. So tell us about your parents, your grandparents, and maybe going to school here and some things like that for background.
Right. Well, my parents are Chris and Gwen Ulrich, and my grandparents are Wayne and Greta Ulrich, and Bud and Donna Soper over in the Dare. I went to Atlantic High School, and I graduated in 2008, and then went to Iowa State University in Ames.
Okay, and that was, you graduated in 2011 or 12? 11, right?
From Iowa State?
Yeah.
2012.
I mean, that was this year.
Yep, in May.
And a lot of things have happened since then, I think, Emily, in terms of, you know, when you graduate, you want to go out there and find a job, and you certainly did that. So let's talk about what it is you're doing right now.
I work on Jones Dairy up here by Spencer, and they milk 700 Jersey cattle, and I work on the breeding and the health end of things.
Well, how did you get interested in this? I mean, I don't think you had a lot of dairy experience when you were here growing up. So how did you get to this stage?
Well, when I went to Iowa State, I just went for animal science. I knew I wanted to work with animals because I grew up with horses and that kind of thing. So I had the interest in animals. But then when I got there, they have this showmanship contest where you can show any animal that you want, and then somebody that has been involved with the animal will help you learn how to show that. So I showed a dairy heifer, and then from there I got involved in the dairy science club and some of the dairy classes, and that just kind of spiraled from there.
Ah. Now you said you have all jerseys where you're at?
Yep.
Is that right? So what, talk a little bit about different breeds. You know, when I was growing up, we had all Holsteins on our farm. What are some of the differences? Why do dairies select certain breeds?
Well, a lot of reasons, really. Some of it is just personal preference or what they grew up with, so they continue to milk that breed. Our Jerseys, so there's 7 dairy breeds. Holsteins are the most common, and Jerseys are second most common right now. And Jerseys are, they're short little, they're shorter animals, and they're brown, and they're also more feed efficient, and they have richer milk and with more fat and protein. So it's just, and they're feed efficient, and they're just really nice little animals to work with. So.
Mm-hmm. So even the color of the milk and cream is a little different than it might be from a different breed?
Not too much different. It might be a little more of a golden color just because of having a little more fat, but you don't really notice it in total, no. They used to talk about the Guernseys that had golden milk, and they really did have golden milk.
So how does the feed affect that, both the color, but more importantly, probably the protein and fat content? How does the what you're feeding those animals change that?
Well, it does change it quite a bit. So, well, you heard, I'm sure probably everybody's heard the old stories of when the cows got out and the wild onions or something, the milk tastes like wild onions. Well, it's kind of the same with what we feed. If you're feeding a higher fat product, or they have what they call amino acid balancing now, so they really balance the proteins just right so that they can get the highest protein and the highest production out of them.
Mm-hmm. How many times a day do you milk at your dairy?
3 times a day.
So it's pretty much an ongoing process, getting the cattle in, getting them out, getting them all set up. How many do you milk at a time?
Well, there's it's a double 12 parlor, so there's 12 cows on each side at a time.
Okay, 24 at a time. So it takes a little bit of time to get them all through. Now, what happens to the milk that's produced there?
Our milk actually goes up to a cheese plant in Minnesota, and it's all made into cheese, Kraft cheese.
Oh, interesting. Have you become a more of a cheese lover, or is that just, you've always liked cheese and it's still kind of the same?
I've always liked cheese.
Always like milk products, always like cheese.
How
does the weather, now we're looking at, you know, getting, I think it's going to get a little colder, probably some snow, and you've had a little bit of snow. How does that affect the production and the work that's done there at the dairy?
Well, it doesn't really affect the production. The cows actually like the cooler weather. And the way the barns are built, we have quite a bit of control over. Mm-hmm. There's curtains that you can raise or lower. If it does get too cold, you can put the curtains up, and it helps a lot. And the cows generate enough heat that they stay pretty warm.
Yeah.
As far as the work, if it snows a lot, that would really increase the work as far as keeping pathways clear and all that kind of thing. Everything's harder in the winter, keeping water unfrozen and all that. But otherwise, it doesn't affect the production too much.
Interesting. So what are your goals as a professional now working at this dairy? Are there some goals that you set in terms of what you would like to accomplish with this dairy?
That's kind of, well, right now I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah, you haven't been there very long, have you?
Yeah, right. But I guess just to continue to improve, work on any areas that the dairy can improve, and maybe build into the future with it.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Well, you've already been recognized for some outstanding work. You recently received an award from the National Dairy Shrine. Tell us a little bit about like the criteria and how all that came to be.
Well, that was a student recognition award, and each university had the opportunity to nominate two students, and I happened to be one of the students from Iowa State, and then it's just based on academics, your involvement in the dairy industry, and your plans to continue with that involvement
And
for the main criteria.
Now, you talked about showing the cattle kind of by chance. What other activities did you have on campus related to dairy?
Well, it's the Dairy Science Club, which is very active on campus. We made ice cream and sold it every week.
Yummy.
Yeah. And then there was always different trips to farms and things like that. And also some activities. We were really involved in the schools in Ames and the surrounding area, just trying to go out and get, they would have like science nights, for instance, and we would go and talk about dairy and why it's important and how to get it into your diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Emily, I want to go back in time again and talk a little bit about, you mentioned earlier that you showed horses, and I know you were extremely active in 4-H. Kind of relate to some of the things you learned in 4-H to kind of now what you're doing, not only the showing, but just in general. How did 4-H influence not only your career, but how you operate in your career?
Well, 4-H was a huge influence in my life as far as just learning things like responsibility and communication and just being and learning to be involved in the community and with other people and, I guess just time management. I learned so much from 4-H. Great experience. I'd encourage anybody to do it.
Good, good. And they can join anytime. It's just fine to join 4-H right now. Emily.
Absolutely.
Emily, we're visiting with Emily Ulrich, but you were also involved in some other activities during your high school career. What were some of those?
Well, I was in the band and FFA and on student council for a while. So those were the major ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's just give a little plug, I guess, since I'm an Iowa State alum, a little plug for Iowa State. Why did you choose Iowa State?
Well, it's one of the best colleges for agriculture, and it's reasonable. Tuition is always high, but it's actually pretty reasonable compared to the surrounding areas. So, and it just has a great community of people and professors.
And did they help you or help other students to get out there and get their jobs? Is that a pretty good success rate?
Yeah. Well, the animal science department in particular is great. The professors know students one-on-one, and they are very great at communicating what job opportunities are out there, and also they're great as references or whatever you need them to be.
Okay, well, we want to thank you very much, Emily, for taking part of your day off to visit with us. Emily Ulrich. And just, I know you'll keep up the good work, and we'll be hearing about you again, I'm sure, in terms of your dairy career. So thanks so much. Until next time, here's a thought. There's a difference between being there for someone and just being there. Be sure not to confuse the two.